thoughts to the victims and their families. P.S. No one is making me send these tweets. I simply understand that my comments might have come off as insensitive and ill-timed. For that, I apologize.
Well, first of all, they were not ill-timed. That was perfect timing. I mean, it happened right after the blast. It would have been ill-timed if you tried to do the joke 8 months from now. Everyone would be like, wait, what? Who was it?
We're in the middle of a nuclear war now. Who cares about that?
Yeah.
Air fucking thing going down.
He had to go rolling it backwards, deleting. I think even better than deleting your tweets is deleting your account. That's when I think it really gets good.
Oh, yeah. When you go to it, it's like it's just the big blue screen. Sorry, this account does not exist. Oh, God.
He's in the business of trying to shock people now. He thinks he's some sort of shock jock. A few weeks ago, he tweeted out...
Shock jock?
Yeah, he tweeted out how for his wedding anniversary, he and his wife had a threesome because he's so edgy and he's so in everybody's face now.
All right, hold on.
I hate this guy.
All right, hold on. I want to figure this out from you. You're gay, right?
Yes, I am.
And yet you find something weird about menage sex?
No, he's trying to put it out there as, oh, I'm doing something crazy and insane. Who cares if you have a threesome?
So when people say that they're gay, would you say, who cares? Why is he going to put it in everybody's face? I don't understand.
That's completely different. That's coming out and being truthful to who you are.
But why isn't he being truthful by saying him and his wife enjoy three-way sex?
Because it probably didn't even happen.
Why would someone say it if they didn't?
Because he's
why
just...
Why isn't he a hero? Why doesn't he get the Arthur Ashe Courage Award? Courage.
Oh, please.
Courage. I don't think that you can act like alternative sex is fine for men, and then a man who enjoys two women is somehow a shock jock. By the way, since I do work in the industry, tell me who a shock jock is, just so I know one when I see one.
I have no idea.
So is there a shock jock in the United States of America?
I don't think there's any.
Okay, so I don't know where that came from then. All right, so there you have it, Jason Biggs. Rolling it back, ill-timed to do the Twitter joke. Twitter does not work. We've seen it time and time again.
I mean, it's going to get like the amount of fucking actual like legitimate accounts that the person does.
Trouble, Twitter's trouble.
Will be less and less. There will be no one with no person or celebrity with an actual Twitter account.
Well, what
people.
They should do is just have their PR people, but then PR people fuck it up all the time as well.
Yeah, they get drunk and screw up a lot of times.
Or just think something's going to be cool.
It's sort of like the same thing after somebody dies. Like a lot of people make a joke and then you see the tweets. I can't believe that's the first thing that people would go to as a joke. And it's just the same thing every time, which it is kind of weird that like if somebody does die in like a horrific way, the first kind of thing you go to is like a joke
well,
about
it. Well, you know, we've talked about this before. People do that because they're afraid of death. So they just joke like death is something that happens to others.
And maybe Biggs just did this to get some heat for himself because his wife has a book out. And then that's where she talks about the threesome they had with some prostitutes.
Oh, she's a shock jock.
She shocks and jocks.
She's a shock jock. They probably don't even do it.
It's not like the families of the plane people are really caring about what Jason Biggs tweets now.
I don't know when, you know, first of all, there was 23 Americans on this from what I understand. Obama's up there talking now. His hair is so gray, he can't stand it anymore. He actually just said, he looked into the camera and said, look, I don't know what I can do anymore. If you guys want me to bomb Russia, just say so. I'll do whatever, you know, the rest of the tribe wants me to do here. I don't care. It's up to you, America. You
got a nuke app.
He's just going, look. Just puts out his phone.
Shit, there's no service.
I'm going to start launching fucking balloons on these pricks right now. The nuke. It is time to go to the nuke app, Obama.
Let's do it. Nuclear winter.
It's so goddamn funny, though, to think that this poor guy just has so many problems that you couldn't get anymore.
I mean, he's going out with, like, this is the last year, and this shit just
now,
hits.
I know that they were going to an AIDS conference. Somebody told me there were 100 AIDS doctors.